This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 76 for Monday, September 25th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued its slide downwards for the fifth time over the past six sessions, being pressured from vegetable oils. Chicago soy lost more than 2 U.S. cents per pound, while European rapeseed was also down. However, Malaysian palm oil was up, bringing support to canola. Crude oil moved lower on Monday, but China's Golden Week, which attracts millions of tourists, is expected to drive up demand. The Canadian dollar was unchanged compared to Friday's close. High temperatures in the prairies will range from the mid-teens to low 20 degrees Celsius later today, with the warmest temperatures in Saskatchewan. The November canola contract was down $11.10 per ton at $710.90. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were higher, while wheat was mixed. The Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission showed that corn's net short position was extended to 149,455 contracts, its largest in 2023. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly ethanol report had cash ethanol prices 7 to 10 U.S. cents higher for the week, from $2.15 to $2.35 U.S. per gallon regionally. Russia used drones and missiles to attack the Ukrainian port city of Odessa last night, damaging a grain silo in the process. The December corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.82. The seven-day weather forecast calls for above-average temperatures and rainfall from Minnesota to parts of the eastern U.S. Corn Belt. The Commitment of Traders report showed that the funds nearly halved its net long position for soybeans, losing 29,000 contracts to 38,414. For soy meal, the net long position shrunk by more than 6,000 contracts to 56,005. For soy oil, its net long position went up by 5,000 contracts to 47,554. Parts of Brazil are expecting light rain coverage with amounts below normal levels. The heaviest rain will be in the southern regions. The November soybean contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.98. Chicago soft wheat saw its net short position grow to more than 100,000 contracts for the first time since June and 103,952, according to the Commitment of Traders report. The net short position for Kansas City hard red wheat tightened by 800 contracts to 12,533, while that for Minneapolis spring wheat contracts grew to its largest level this year at 15,177. The price of 12.5% protein Russian wheat for free onboard delivery was $235 US per ton last week, same as the week before. Morocco announced it will offer subsidies to import 2 million tons of soft wheat from October 1st to December 31st. India's food secretary said the country could sell more wheat on the open market to control rising prices. Weather forecasters in Ukraine are saying that a lack of rain has created poor growing conditions for winter crops, including wheat. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.89. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.15. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.69. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, September 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.